Welcome to Pardes Daily, where you get your daily dose of Torah with Pardes faculty. This month, Pardes is bringing Elul to you. Let's dive in.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back. This is Zvi Hirschfeld from the Pardes Institute, and we are here for the final installment of the fourth chapter of Rosh Hashanah. We're going to start from Lamed Dalet Amud Bet and continue on through Lamed Hey Amud Aleph and complete the chapter. It's very exciting. I hope you are as excited as I am. I am, again, finishing this from my home in Alon Shvut. So our Gemara picks up from the debate in the Mishnah between the Chachamim and Rabban Gamliel. The Mishnah said, Kashem Shliach Tzibur Chayev Kol Yachid V'Yachid Chayev, right, that just like the Shliach Tzibur has to go over and do the reader's repetition, so too every individual has to daven for themselves, that the reader's repetition does not fulfill their obligation on their behalf. Whereas according to Rabban Gamliel, he believes Shliach Tzibur does fulfill everyone's obligations. Now the Gemara is going to quote a brayta with a more expanded conversation. Tanya, Amru Lora Rabban Gamliel, the Chachmim said to Rabban Gamliel, Lidvarecha, according to you, Lama Tzibur Mitpalin, according to you, then why do the individuals all have the silent Shmona Asrei if they can all be Yotze with the Chazan? Amar Lahem Kedei Lasir Shliach Tzibur Tfilato. That's just to give the Shliach Tzibur time to organize the Tfilah. Remember, back then there were no Sidurim, no Machzorim, so people had to do it by heart, and in this case he needed time to organize. Amar Lahem Rabban Gamliel. Rabban Gamliel said to them, L'divrechem, according to you, Lama Shliach Tzibur Yoredli Fnei HaTeva. Why should the Shliach Tzibur do a reader's repetition at all? Now, the Ron points out, which I think is correct, is that this must be in a context of about the rest of the year, because it seemed earlier that we require a reader's repetition, at least for Rosh Hashanah, because in order to do the tkiyot, in order to blow shofar along with the Musaf prayer, we need to do that bitzibur. So presumably he's asking them in general why there's a reader's repetition. Amro, they said to him, Kedei lehotzi et she'eno baki. The reader's repetition does work for those who cannot pray for themselves, right? If one cannot pray for themselves, then they can fulfill their obligation with the reader's repetition. Mm-hmm. However, those who can pray for themselves, since prayer is a very personal process, everybody must indeed pray for themselves. The discussion continues. And Rabban Gamliel said to them, Kashem Shemotziyach Eno Baki, Kach Motziyata Baki. He said, well, then, if the idea is that the reader's repetition would work, it would work for anyone, not only the one who doesn't know how to pray, but for the expert as well. End of Braita. Ama Rabba Babar Chana, Ama Rabbi Yochanan. Rabba Bar Chana now quotes the statement of Rabbi Yochanan, Modim Chachamim Rabban Gamliel. That even though they had an earlier machloket, Rabbi Yochanan believed at the end of the day the Chachamim agreed with Rabban Gamliel. The Rav Amar Adayin Hi Machloket. Rav disagreed with that statement of Rabbi Yochanan and believed, no, the machloket continued. Shama'a Rabbi Chia Berei Rabba Bar Nachmani, Azo Amra Lishmata Kmeid Rabbi Dini Bar Chinana. Rabbi Chia, the son of Rabba Bar Nachman, he heard this statement in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, and he went and he repeated it in front of Rav Dimi Bar Chinana. Amar Lei, he said to him, Hachi Amar Rav, Adayin Hi Machloke. He said to him, nope, Rav still held, it was still a Machloke. Amar Lei, Rav Bar Chana Nami Hachi Kamar, Ki Gama Rabbi Yochanan Lahashmata, Iflig Alei. Which means Rabbi Archana himself even said that when Rabbi Yochanan shared this idea that there was no machloket anymore, Reish Lakish argued with him and said, V'amar adayin hi machloket. The Reish Lakish said, nope, there is still a machloket. So far, Rabbi Yochanan is saying there is no machloket anymore between Chachamim Rabban Gamliel, but both Rav and Reish Lakish think there is. Now the Gemara is going to question whether Rabbi Yochanan even ever said that. Rabbi Yochanan really say there was no more machloket about the ability of the Shliach Tzibur to fulfill the obligation on behalf of everyone? Rabbi Chana Tzipora Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Did not Rabbi Chana of Tzipori say in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Hilchata Gamliel, Hilchata Michal de Pligi. He quoted Rabbi Yochanan as saying, is the halacha follows Rabban Gamliel? Well, if he has to say the halacha follows Rabban Gamliel, we can infer from that there's still a machloket, because else why would he have to say the halacha is Rabban Gamliel? Kisalik Rabbi Abba Miyame Pirsha. When Rabbi Abba came back from a sea journey, he explained it thus. Modim Chachamim Rabban Gamliel Bivrachot Shrosh Hashanah V'Shel Yom HaKippurim. The Chachamim agreed with Rabban Gamliel when it came to the Tfilot, the Musaf prayer of Rosh Hashanah and the Yom Kippur of the Yovel year, which also has Malchiot, Zichronot, and Shofarot. the halacha miklau de pligi, and when he said the halacha follows Rabban Gamliel, meaning that there's an argument, bivrachot techol hashanah, that refers to the blessings throughout the year. Meaning his opinion was, when it came to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur of a Yovel year, the Chachamim indeed agreed with Rabban Gamliel that everyone could fulfill their obligation through the Shliach Tzibur. But when it came to the tefillot the rest of the year, the Chachamim held everyone had to pray for themselves, whereas Rabban Gamliel believed the Shliach Tzibur indeed could fulfill everyone's obligation. Eni, is that true that he said that? V'hama Rabbi Chana Tzipora Amar Rabbi Yochan, halacha Rabban Gamliel bivrachot Rosh Hashanah v'shal Yom HaKippurim. But wait a minute. We have another statement, Rabbi Chana Tzipora, saying that Rabbi Yochanan said the halacha follows Rabban Gamliel on the blessings of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur of Yovel, meaning that unlike the earlier statement, Rabbi Yochanan believed that Rabban Gamliel and Chachamim argued with each other in the case of Rosh Hashanah as well. Ella Amar Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak. So Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak is going to now solve this problem. Man Modim Rabbi Meir. The halacha michlal de pligi Rabbanan. The one or the Chachamim who agreed with Rabban Gamliel in the case of Rosh Hashanah, that's Rabbi Meir. And when Rabbi Yochanan said the halacha miklal de pligi, we confer, we said halacha is Rabban Gamliel, inferring that the others disagreed, that was the case of the Rabbanan. Meaning there are now three positions. Rabban Gamliel thinks the Shliach Tzibur can motzi everyone all the time. Rabbi Meir thinks Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur of Yovel, Shliach Tzibur can fulfill everybody's obligation, the rest of the year not. And the Chachamim, other Chachamim who believe the Shliach Tzibur can never fulfill the obligation of anyone in any context unless they don't know how to daven. And now we're going to bring a braita to prove this point. D'tanya, brachot shel Rosh Hashanah v'shel Yom Kippurim, Shliach Tzibur motzia ray midei chovatan, divrei Rabbi Meir. Right? That's Rabbi Meir's view that the Shliach Tzibur can fulfill everybody's obligation, Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur of Yovel. The Chachamim Omrim, Kishem Shliach Tzibur Chayav, Kach Kol Yachid, the Yachid Chayav. Just like the Shliach Tzibur is obligated, so too everybody else, and that is the other Chachamim, not like Rumeir. So now the Gemara is going to want to explore what is the difference between Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur of Yovel and all other times. My Shnahani, what's different about Rosh Hashanah? Ilay mishum nefishi krai, if you say it's because there's so many psukim, the Hama Rav Chananel Amar Rav. Rav Chananel said the name of Rav, Kevan Shamar Butrarcha Katuv Lemor, Shuv Eino Sarich. Once one has said it is written thus in the Torah, they don't have to add any more psukim. Ella mishum de avshe brachot. It's because there are all those extra brachot. There are nine brachot. The standard three in the beginning, the standard three at the end, but then the brachot of shofarot, zichronot, and malchiot. I don't know why I gave them in reverse order, but I did. Now Rashi says the extra psukim that's being referenced here are the psukim needed for musaf. Rashi believed that you'd have to recite the musaf psukim of the korbanot to be offered, because Rashi believed there was no way that anyone would think you could fulfill your requirement for these three blessings by only saying v'tradcha katuv lemor, because whether you hold like the Chachamim or whether you hold like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, it was either 10, it was 7, but nobody says this is sufficient. Tosfot and other Rishonim disagree. They say it is referring to the psukim, the set of psukim for malchiot, zichronot, and shofarot. And Tosfot says the opinion is if you're going to start saying psukim, then you have to reach the minimum number or say 10. But if you don't start saying psukim, it's sufficient to say uvetaracha katuv lemor. In any event, the Gemara concluded that the difficulty, the reason that Rabbi Meir was lenient when it came to Rosh Hashanah, is because it's a longer tefillah and therefore the Shliach Tzibur can motzi everybody, even a bucky, but otherwise. He held that during the year, for example, he held like the Chachamim and said that the Shliach Tzibur cannot be motzi everybody. Now the Gemara is going to turn towards this statement of Rav Chananel Amar Rav. Gufa. Amar Rav Chananel Amar Rav. The Gemara now returns to the statement of Rav Chananel Amar Rav. Kevan shamar v'tradcha katuv lemor shuv eno tzarich. The statement was, if he had just said it is thus written in the Torah, he doesn't have to say anything else. Savur mina, I would have assumed what he was implying, is hani mile biyachid. That's true when the individual is praying. Aval betzibur lo. But when the shliach tzibur is praying from the half of the community, it would not be sufficient. Itmar. But we have another Amoraic statement, Amru Shua ben Levi, Echad Yachid, Echad Sibur, Kevan Shamor, V'Torah Chaktuv Lemor, Shuv Eino Tzrich. But indeed, we have another statement confirming that whether it's the Yachid or the Tzibur, saying U'V'Torah Chaktuv Lemor would be sufficient in one who fulfilled their obligation for these blessings. Amar Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar said, "La'olam yasir adam tefilato v'achakach yipala." A person should always organize their tefillah, kind of go over what they're going to say before they pray, because again, without a sidur, without a machzor, and everyone's praying from memory, he's saying you have to go over it, or else you're going to get stuck and start making mistakes. Amar Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Abba said, "Mistabra milte Rabbi Elazar bevrachot shorosh shana v'shol mekipurim v'shel prakim aval dechol shana lo." Meaning it makes sense that this statement of Rabbi Elazar is referring to the Shmona Asrei, the tefillah of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur of Yovel, or other tefillot like the tefillot of Yom Tov, which come up irregularly, Aval D'chol HaShanah, but the prayers that we say all year round, all the time, lo, because those we can remember pretty well. Ini, is that true? V'ha Rav Yehuda Mesadar Tzluteu Metzale. We know that Rav Yehuda, the second generation of Mora, used to organize his tefillah beforehand and only then pray. Shani Rav Yehuda, Kevan to Netlatin Yom and Netlatin Yom in Havim Metzale, Kiprakim Dami. Rav Yehuda was different because he would only daven once every 30 days. Therefore, for him, any tefillah was like an unusual tefillah, and therefore he had to go over it. The explanation given is Rav Yehuda was always learning, and as such, he relied on the opinion that one who is always learning is actually exempt from tefillah, and therefore he davened only irregularly. We now continue on with Amar Rav Acha bar Avira, Amar Yishuma Chasida. Rav Acha bar Avira said, "Name Rav Yishuma Chasida." Poteria Rav Gamliel afilu am shebasadot. Rav Gamliel believed that the public prayer of the Chazan fulfilled the obligation even of those who were out in the field. Now the Gemara makes the following diuk. So therefore, it goes without saying that those who are still in town and not out on the field, they also then would have their obligation fulfilled by the chazan in the Beit Knesset. Meaning, in theory, according to Rabban Gamliel, a minyan gathers, the chazan says Shmona Esrei, and everybody else in that city has fulfilled their obligation. The Gemara says, Adarabba, that's not correct. Hani anisi, hani lo anisi. Those who are out in the fields are onus, they're forced. They have to be out in the fields working or guarding their fruit, according to some opinions. They can't come to Beit Knesset. But those who are in the city and didn't show up, they're not onus, they're not forced, they're just lazy. Tatani Abba Bered Rav Binyamin Bar Chia. We have the following statement of Abba Bered Rav Binyamin Bar Chia. Am Shacharei Kohanim Einam Bichlal Bracha. The people that stand behind the Kohanim during Birkat Kohanim, when the Kohanim go up to the Bima and bless the Am, the people who don't stand in front of them but stand behind them, they don't get the blessing. Presumably, the idea is if they don't take the time to stand in front of the Kohanim and receive the blessing, then the blessing doesn't include them. Therefore, saying that it would seem that the chazan and the blessing of the chazan only works for those who couldn't make it to Beit Knesset, but those who turn their back on the blessing, so to speak, and don't come to Beit Knesset, then it wouldn't work for them. So we're going to amend this statement. Ela ki ata Ravin Amrav Yaakov Bridi Amrav Yishimon Chasida. Ravin came and he reported a different girsa, a different text of what Rabbi Shimon Chasida said. Lo patar Rabban Gamliel Ela Am Shabbat. According to Gamliel, the only people who are made exempt through the tefillah of the chazan, even when they're not present, are the people working in the fields or guarding their fruit because they have no choice. My time mishum da anisi b'malacha, because they are onus, they are forced, they have no choice because of their labors. Aval be'ir lo, but when you're inside the city and you don't come to synagogue, then the blessings of the chazan did not count on your behalf. You have to show up and stand there and listen to every word and say amen. A good way to finish, to encourage us during this holiday season to attend synagogue, be part of the community in a safe way, of course, with COVID hanging over our heads. And on that note, we have finished the fourth chapter. I want to thank you for joining me. I hope you had, if you have half as much fun learning this as I have had learning it with you, then it means you had a great time. So I look forward to more opportunities to learn with you in the future. And please check out all the other offerings from Pardes, whether it's Elmad or this learning app or other options. And on that note, have a Shana Tova.
Thank you to our Pardes faculty. And thank you to you, our learners. Make sure to check back in at the beginning of each week to stay on track with your Elul learning. And visit www.pardes.org.il for more information about Pardes and our programs.